With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, the Illinois Department of Public Health has announced 883 new confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois. That includes six additional confirmed deaths. Illinois has had more than 154,000 cases of COVID-19 and nearly 7,200 deaths since the beginning. The positivity rate for Illinois is at 3%.
Mayor Lightfoot says she's concerned about some of the COVID-19 related numbers that she's seeing, but that does not mean she's ready to roll back any of the rules allowing for indoor dining and such.
Mayor Lightfoot says Chicago's statistics on COVID-19 deaths and the healthcare system's capacity are still trending in good directions, but she's worried about the number of younger adults who are getting infected with the coronavirus. So does she believe the city may have to rescind those new rules that let restaurants return to serving meals inside their establishments?
I'm not going to take anything off the table. I don't think we're at that point just yet, but I am deeply concerned because we're starting to see this uptick. We're starting to see an uptick in the number of daily cases. Deaths are going down, which is great. Most of our hospital indicators are good, but the case rate, the daily accumulation of cases, is something I'm definitely concerned about.
The mayor says her aim is still to educate people into compliance. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.